Hey there. So I've been thinking a lot about the difference between masturbation and self-pleasure. You know, my own experience over the past several years has literally been life-changing as I leaned into the possibility that my body deserves and has the right to deep, deep self-care that includes stimulating my entire body into multi-orgasmic bliss. You know, I've spent many years working in service of my clients, especially my bodywork clients. You know, tirelessly giving care, love, and attention to bodies on my massage table, bringing them into multi-orgasmic states after a full-body relaxing massage. Well, I had been an avid yoga practitioner, and I did get bodywork adjustments from time to time, but I only treated myself erotically and sexually like a disposable partner, masturbating like I had since I was 12 or so and not questioning it. It was well-worn practice that produced orgasmic results the same way it had been for well over 30 years. I just didn't see the disconnect between how I was holding my clients and how I was holding myself, which is perfectly normal based on how our culture teaches us about, or better, doesn't teach us about Eros. So during the COVID lockdown, I found an opportunity to enjoy communal self-pleasure online with Body Electric. Each Wednesday morning at 9:30, I'd log in to join 10 to 12 other men in a self-pleasure. And it was amazing. I'd not been doing any massage for well over a year, and not having any sex either. I was starved for sharing erotic and sexual energy. And this seemed like a prudent way to start exploring that. So I showed up every week and had multiple orgasms and shared a piece of my soul with a few other participants afterwards in smaller breakout groups. What I noticed was that I wasn't always into it. Right? I didn't always want to log in Wednesday morning. Sometimes I felt like I had something more pressing to do, or I just really wasn't in the mood. But I still logged on. Something in me knew it was important. So after several months of this, I started to realize just how healing these sessions were for me. Not just the relief I was getting from the experience, but something deeper was going on. I had never before considered pleasuring my genitals and body to orgasm without first being horny or in the mood in some way. But because it was Wednesday morning at 9:30, I was logging on, pulling out my cock, and pleasuring my whole body regardless of my interest or mood. This was medicine. Now, since then, I've been sharing with others the benefits of self-pleasure, which I define as intentionally touching and caressing my body, including my genitals, for the sake of self-care and without the intention of ejaculating. Masturbating is, quite simply, just meeting my need to come. And they're both welcome and needed in my life, and I believe everyone's life. Self-pleasure is truly about the journey and not the destination. Although sometimes during the journey I may ejaculate, but it's not why I showed up. It's not the motivation. So what would it be like to show up and self-pleasure for the sake of the pleasure and actually use it as a way to work with a different energy or a different way of being? What if you were angry and gave yourself some self-care in a state of anger? What would be possible? You know, there's no guarantee that it's going to be some sort of big epiphany, but maybe it would. There's only one way to find out. I believe each of us deserves and has a right to feeling ourselves fully and to use the power of pleasure to heal us from the tops of our heads to the bottoms of our feet. One way of achieving that is through a dedicated self-pleasure practice. Now, this can look any way that you would personally enjoy. It could be in the shower, it could be in bed, it could be alone, it could be with others, even online. It could be out in the garden, it could be anywhere at any time. The only thing needed is the intention of holding yourself as you would a beloved. Sometimes you could be naked, other times you could literally be fully clothed. However, scheduling, that can be tricky. However, scheduling is the key. The only way to show up in full orgasmic bliss without first being horny is you have to choose to do so. Most of us have a habit of only going there when we are, heeding the call or, as I stated earlier, meeting my need to come. So committing to a schedule is one way of choosing when you're otherwise not interested. So I invite you to develop a new relationship with yourself and your body by creating a self-pleasure practice that is separate from masturbation habit. Sure, you could choose to turn a masturbation opportunity into something more intentional, but there's something really powerful in something just a bit more structured. So start off small. It doesn't need to be an hour-long process with candles and soft music. Although that's super luxurious, but it can just be 5 minutes spent with yourself in bed before getting up for the day, or a few minutes in the shower. It's still the time where it's easeful so that you don't start feeling that you don't have time for it. Make the time by starting small, and it could just even be once a week. This doesn't have to be every day, although it could, but starting out simple, right? Set the bar low to create the habit first. Because this is your practice. You get to decide what it looks like without needing to compare with anyone else. This doesn't need to be any kind of performance, or you're not proving something to somebody. As long as it's an opportunity where you feel yourself and create a moment of self-care. That's the important thing, is shifting your intention, creating a different intention, creating something new. So if you'd like some help or guidance in this area, you can always connect with me for helping to develop a self-pleasure ritual. Or there's other opportunities online to experience group self-pleasure. I have one. Body Electric has multiples. At the bottom of this email, you'll see some links that will bring you to those opportunities if you're interested. So thanks for listening. This is Kenneth Darby. Bye for now.